he a few years ago dove into chocolate. And it was from a trip that he went on to Italy with Mara Jernigan and was introduced to a few amazing manufacturers of artisan chocolate. He then took that little spark and grew it into a raging fire. He has brought in about 70 different bars from all around the world of chocolate from all different regions, made in all different ways. Basically, still was three main ingredients. And we are lucky to have nearly his entire collection at Good Culture. So 70 bars. What he's told throughout his context in the industry is that we carry the largest collection of artisan, high-end artisan chocolate in the country. So super exciting for us. We also see it in the results of people coming in. You know, I've sold high-end chocolate in the past, and it has its place and it's had its customer. But now that we have the amount of chocolate that we have and the array of chocolate from all the different regions around the world, the people that have come to see and to purchase this chocolate truthfully staggered me. I didn't think that we would ever be able to maintain this sort of level of chocolate in our city. So it just shows to the sophistication of how our culture here in Victoria has grown.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. Yep. Out of these 70 bars, do you have a favorite?
You know, it changes every time that David has a tasting. Every Saturday, he comes in and does a chocolate tasting. So now until Christmas, he's here from 11 to 3 doing a tasting. So I usually, you know, I'm working during the time, but I get in there and get my tasting. So it's evolved a little bit. But however, to answer your question, there is one that I absolutely love. And it happens to be this guy here. Just happens to also be a USDA organic bar. It's a Kalari is what it's called. 75% cacao. Organic bar that is exciting. And it comes from, sorry, I should know this, I got too many things in my
somewhere
head here.
Somewhere in Ecuador.
Yeah, so it's 900 indigenous Kichwa families in the upper Napo region of the Ecuadorian Amazon. So they plant, care for, and harvest their own award-winning heirloom cacao beans, and there's a massive difference between heirloom and new generation of cacao bean that are actually being degraded to create this single-source origin organic chocolate. So it's a pretty exciting bar, you know, just one of many, but for me, it's a lot like wine when you try chocolate. You know, I'll be dying over how good it is. I'll give it to you and you'll be like, hey, ho-hum. But you love something completely different that I can take it or leave it. So you've got to come in and try and keep trying them until you find that one bar. But when you do, it's like finding your favorite food or your favorite restaurant or your favorite wine or, you know, your favorite color or whatever it is.